He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The Bucks even their series with the Magic, and the Rockets won. But we start where the night ended, with the Los Angeles Lakers beating the Blazers. Anthony Davis showed up. Jalen, what do you think of this one?
You left out a word: beating the brakes off the Blazers.
Ooh.
And this is what I anticipate from an all-NBA first-team performer in Anthony Davis. I like the step-back jumpers and spin and him showing his skill. Like, playing four, playing five, he continues to be a combination of players like the big ticket and the big fundamental. I love seeing that. But you know what those guys would do against smaller defenders? Punish them in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Drive the ball to the basket and not let them off the hook. And that's what AD was doing. That's what makes you unstoppable. So I appreciate his aggression, understanding how important game two was.
One thing that was big in game two was the finger of Damian Lillard. Jalen, dislocated finger. How long do you think he'll be out? How impactful do you think this injury will be as the series moves forward?
You know, this is our guy. And the first thing that came to mind is, man, is that going to affect those 30-footers that he's shooting at a 41% clip? Because he loves to dribble with that left hand and raise up. That is his money. Okay, so I felt bad for him. I felt bad for the team. I'm glad they were able to pop it back into place. It's going to be sore over the next couple of days. I do anticipate him playing, as he mentioned. Hopefully it doesn't hamper his performance.
I am mentally weak. Dame is very mentally strong and physically strong. I had a dislocated finger. I don't think I shot a basketball for like 3 months, but something tells me that he will be there on the floor during the jump ball in game three. And if you are a Lakers player, if you're a Lakers player, do you take that into account? Do you maybe slap down at the ball? Do you maybe take advantage of that? How do you do that when you're on the court?
I just heard the remix of a Run DMC song. It's called Whack This Way. It's going to be people trying to hit that hand. It's just going to happen. Trust me, Jacoby, I've had a broken wrist. I got a plate and five screws in my hand. And your hand is a part of the ball. Plus, he's a terrific scorer and plays point guard and shoots the lights out. So, yes, that is going to be a target for defenders.
Jalen, everyone's asking who else is going to show up for the Lakers besides James and Davis. And you know who showed up last night? Someone who went 0-9 in game one. Kentavious Caldwell Pope. You know he heard it all. He heard it from everybody. He saw it on social media. He came out, was 4-6 from three, had 16 points in the game. Jalen, isn't it nice just to see somebody face this kind of adversity and then show up and perform?
This is what I love about sports. It gives you a chance to continue to reinvent yourself and show how you can overcome adversity. And 0-9 in game one is just that, going into game two, knowing that you got to step up. And it's not just him. It's what being a pro is all about, regardless of the stat sheet. This is what you expect from KCP, Danny Green, J.R. Smith, and Deion Waiters. Those four players, Jacoby, when they shoot the basketball, whether it's from three or off the dribble, that got to be efficient in order for this thing to work with the Lakers and getting towards their goals.
Me and you talk, me and you text, and for some reason, you are still critical of LeBron James' performance even after a game two win. What do you see from him, and what do you want to see more from him moving forward in this series?
How much did LeBron score? How much did he score? How much did LeBron
score? Double digits.
Okay. What award did you want him to have for the season? MVP?
MVP. Most valuable player.
Okay. How many games would the Bucks win if Giannis scored 10 points? Okay. So that's one.
40.
Two, let me just say this. Run that footage again. I played against Gary Trent. I love seeing his son getting run. He's become
Senior,
a knockdown shooter. But you know what else he is? He's 5-6 inches shorter than LeBron James. I don't need to see four or five crab dribbles against him. I need to see rake through jump hook, rake through one step layup, rake through one dribble power pull up. And so that's what it's going to take to beat this team, Jacoby. AD was terrific and the Lakers defense was a lot better, but LeBron James is going to have to dominate the forwards of Gary Trent off the bench, Gabriel as a starter, Carmelo Anthony, he got to be eating off them, dog. He got to be eating.
Lakers beat the Blazers. LeBron James led the team, and he will forever be the GOAT in my mind. And I will not take any LeBron James slander on this program anymore.
The GOAT of
moving
what?
On, being Toon Squad. Moving on to the other number one seed that had to even the series. The Bucks did exactly that against the Magic. Giannis had 28 points and 20 rebounds. Jalen, what do you think you saw from Giannis?
Oh, so my regular MVP, regular season MVP loses game one, and he comes back with 28, 20, and 5, and his teams must win. And so, but here's what's going to have to happen if their goals are going to come true. And I'm the one who picked them to win the East. And I know that's going to be a daunting task, especially getting past the Heat. Middleton has got to play better. Bledsoe has got to play better. Lopez has got to be consistent. And so if that doesn't happen, they won't get towards their goals. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. This series, it won't bite them. But I'm telling you, if Nick Vucevic had a little more help, he might be in position to really make this a long series.
Vucevic is really making a name for himself in these last two games. He needs to be celebrated. Jalen, you want to do exactly that. What do you love about Vucevic?
What I love about him is he's one of the top five centers in the NBA. And so I'm going to name him for everybody. No shots or shade. It's just because I watch NBA League Pass on a nightly basis. And feel free to correct me if I leave somebody out, because you know I might do that. So there's the Joker. There's Embiid. There's
Gobert.
Gobert is in the conversation.
KCP. I'm calling him a center. I'm not KCP. Not KP.
He's not a center. He's not a
Chris
center.
Chris has Porzingis.
Vucevic is a top five center in the NBA. And a couple of people that I'm going to put him in front of, I want people to look deeper into the box score in the game. Because I did the list, I just don't have it in front of me. Rudy Gobert was one of them. And here's another one. Bam Adebayo. As much as I love Bam, and I believe everybody else, that the Miami Heat got a great chance to do something special this year. You know how many points he had in the first half the other day?
Zero.
Did you look at the box score? How many?
I looked at the box score. I also looked at the game, though. Also looked at the game. You see how many points Duncan Robinson had? How many times did Bam Adebayo set the screen that freed up Duncan Robinson?
A million.
It's not just points.
He's a bodyguard. He's a bodyguard.
It's not just points.
He's a bodyguard. But here's what I'm telling you. Here's just what I'm telling you. Nick Vucevic is a perennial 20-10 guy in the NBA that's getting me a couple of assists. That's also shooting threes, turning over both shoulders. And he's also been an all-star the last couple of years. Oh, and by the way, how many players in this playoff have scored 30 in the both of their first two games? Maybe James Harden?
Mitchell.
Mitchell and maybe Tatum or something like that. He's balling. I just wanted to salute the big fella.
And he deserves it. We need to salute him now because they're about to get bounced in about three games.
Correct. Correct.
We need to Nick, this is your segment now because we're not going to be able to talk about you next Wednesday.
We showed you love.
There you go. There you go, bro.
So people in Orlando, Portland, Denver, we got y'all.
Moving on to another team that doesn't look like they're going to make it to the second round, and that is the Oklahoma City Thunder, who once again fell to the Rockets. This time it was not all James Harden. It was contributions from across the board. Do you think they can continue this effort and close out this series quickly?
So, Jacoby, I want to make this quick because I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Chris Paul and your Oklahoma City Thunder, because you love that three-guard matchup and you was talking about how great they were going to be all season. I look at the Rockets as the land of misfit toys. The mad scientist and Daryl Morey hires Mike D'Antoni. That's a perfect match. He comes in and makes James Harden the point guard. Makes P.J. Tucker the center. Finds minutes for House and McLemore. These guys are playing quality minutes for them. Austin Rivers resurrected himself. Jeff Green. And so they're doing all of this without Russell Westbrook. And so I continue to make sure I acknowledge why James Harden is one of the top handful of players in the game. And I know they went on a 13-0 run without him. And that's what teams do. But you know what happened that didn't happen when I was in the gym? When the Clippers was playing against the Houston Rockets and had a big lead and lost it by 18, they put Harden back in this game. And unlike the Clippers, he didn't let that team lose. He made a couple of big shots at the end and that three in particular to put the nail in the coffin.
Absolutely. And I like that you call it the land of misfit toys in Houston, because they get those contributions from players that other people have casted away. Like, they're missing a former MVP. They're missing Russell Westbrook, yet they're up 2-0 in their series. And someone who I want to praise, because he's the absolute opposite of me as a basketball player, is Austin Rivers. The confidence that Austin Rivers has. Every time he has the basketball in his hands, he's like, oh, I'm going to get this bucket. He's like, I don't think he's had an assist in his entire career for getting this game. Like, I do not think he has an assist. He just takes the ball to the basket or shoots it and does it with authority. And you remember that there were jokes about him, oh, he's only in the league because his dad got him a contract and yada, yada, yada. He is proving to everyone now on the big stage in the bubble that he deserves to be here and he'll be here for years.
David Jacoby, I'm glad you went there. And he's a son of a former player as well, so we have that kinship. Here's what I'm going to have to do. I want to salute my all irrational confidence team. At some point, we need to do that. Off the top of my head, Lou Williams, Terrence Ross come to mind, along with Austin Rivers. These are my irrational confidence guys, Jacoby. I told you, I was one of these players. Austin Rivers is sitting in his locker room thinking, there's no way that Chris Paul is better than me. No way. No,
he's like, I can't believe you run the offense through James Harden. It needs to be run through me. That is what he says to himself when he puts his sneakers on every day, and I love him for it. Shout out to Austin Rivers. Jalen, also very impactful, not on this season, but on seasons to come, was NBA's draft lottery last night. The ping pong balls fell in Minnesota's favor, and here is the very first draft projection from my guy, Jonathan Giovanni, and here's why I love him so much, because he loves LaMelo Ball just as much as we do. He put LaMelo Ball first. I don't think LaMelo Ball is going to go first, but he deserves to be first. In my opinion, LaMelo Ball is the best player in this draft. What do you think the impact will be of the Timberwolves getting the number one pick and the Warriors getting the second pick?
First thing came to mind when the draft lottery was taking place, it reminded me of one of my favorite Tupac songs. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears, because I was hoping my Detroit Pistons was going to get a top three pick.
What y'all get? Like 12?
The rest of the world. I know the rest of the world wanted to see the Knicks get it, and the Bulls in a large major market. I wanted the Pistons to get it, and it just hurt me. I can't front.
Pistons
it really
and the Knicks. The Pistons and the Knicks are so bad on the court, but still can't even win the lottery. The Pistons and the Knicks are so bad that the basketball gods are like, y'all can't win games. You also can't win lotteries. So much more to discuss. Stay with us. You're watching Jalen.
Congratulations, Golden State Warriors.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Earlier this week, we saw the body cam footage of the deputy that pushed Masai Ujiri unprovoked. And now we have a statement from the president of the Toronto Raptors. Here's what Masai said. He said, quote, unfortunately, I was reminded in that moment that despite all of my hard work and success, there are some people, including those who are supposed to protect us, who will always and only see me as something that is unworthy of respectful engagement. And there's only one indisputable reason why that is the case, because I am black. Jalen, it saddens me to even read that. How do you feel after hearing it?
This just doesn't look good on America as these circumstances continue to take place. And the major difference in our country, Jacoby, is that video cameras and cell phones now exist. So when people now see this footage, it's like, wow, that's actually taking place, when colored people have tried to acknowledge to the world that this has been taking place for so very long. And then also, what also disgusts me is that's a distinguished black man, Jacoby, with a shirt and a tie on, who's the president of the basketball team, the only one in the NBA, as a matter of fact. is trying to go celebrate with the team he built in the moment of his life. And yet and still, you get reminded that you're still a black person. Not that I'm a great executive, not that my team's a champion, that I'm a black person. In all of those cases, as we see Black Lives Matter on the floor of NBA games and the players doing a terrific job, WNBA as well, of putting messages on the back of their jersey, I want everybody to realize something. Most of those police reports of the shirts that have names that are people that have been killed or murdered by the police, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor come to mind. The police lied on the report. Like, this person had the nerve to try to sue Masai, Jacoby. How about that? He had to release this footage as somebody that assaulted him wearing a badge trying to sue him. Only in America.
Tried to sue him. When you see this incident, this is not Masai Ujiri suing the deputy, Alan Strickland, that pushed him. This is him counter-suing him because that deputy filed a lawsuit against Masai Ujiri claiming that he was physically and emotionally harmed in this incident. And I'm glad you brought up the phones because one thing that we all need to remember is for every video that we see of an act like this, there are millions and millions of incidents that we don't see that are not filmed, that are not happened to someone famous, someone who's successful, someone who just won a championship. Just remember the millions and millions and millions of incidents like this one that go unspoken about.
He reaching for a badge. You can see him pulling out the badge. It ain't like he's pulling out a gun. He's not a threat. He's pulling out his badge. How much more light do you need? How many more witnesses do you need? That was a championship game. Guess who else was in the building at that time? I was there. It was 30,000 people there, Jacoby.
Jalen, the idea that in front of 20,000 people, he would assault the president of the championship team and then sue that person trying to get money back is disgusting on so many levels. Absolutely so many levels. Jalen, it is time for Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you stay hit the brakes. If not, we keep it moving. The Miami Heat, who I predict will beat the Bucks in round two, take a 2-0 lead in the series. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, Duncan Robinson, 7-for-8 on three-pointers. Can't believe he missed that one. I cannot believe he missed that one. Come on, Duncan.
And Jacoby. So every now and then, it's playoff basketball in the bubble, no fans. I get a little enthusiastic. And we talked about it during the break. And you're right. Thank you for talking sense to me. I will not take Nick Vucevic over Bam Adebayo. All of his great offensive attributes.
Thank you.
He is a lead foot defensively. He sure is.
Yes.
And I would not take him over Rudy Gobert.
I could beat Vucevic in a foot race. Could you beat Vucevic in a foot race?
Yeah. I would not. I just wanted to give him so much love because I appreciate the fact that right now he's balling.
You know, we can talk
Giannis.
About Bam next week. We can talk
Correct.
About Bam next week. We can't
That's
talk
a TV
about Nick
trick.
Next week. Exactly. Moving on. The NBA will likely delay the start of the season next season. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
It looks like they're going to delay all the way until December, looking at December 1st. What impact does that have on the calendar moving forward?
I'm going to tell you the impact that it has on the calendar moving forward for the 2021 season. I anticipate, and it might be broken news at some point, that the NBA is going to decide to tip off next season on Martin Luther King Celebration Day. That's what I anticipate.
Oh, interesting. Is that something that you've heard or is that something that you are anticipating?
Is it something I anticipate?
You never know with Jalen. Sometimes he thinks of these things out of nowhere and sometimes he's got the text and the phone to back it up. You never know with Jalen Rose, which is why I love doing the show with him. Moving on, we have some interesting information about Chiefs fans at Arrowhead Stadium. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Keep it moving for now.
Congrats on the Super Bowl championship. We keep it moving.
Dez Bryant, still without a deal. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Keep working, big fella. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
And now we move on to a rapper that we both admire. Meg Thee Stallion is in the news. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, Let's celebrate Megan Thee Stallion.
Let's do that. And here's what I want fans of multimedia, sports, and entertainment to make up their mind. How are we going to treat people who do bad things? Are we still going to celebrate them as entertainers and artists? Are we going to look at them as isolated incidents? My personal digestion of how I consume public figures and their decision-making is, if you can be forgiven by me because I don't like the cancel culture, basically for doing something, as long as you're the only person that could have been harmed. If it's only about you and you could have been harmed, fine. But once you start harming other people, then all of a sudden the public starts and I start to view it different. And so while Tory Lanez is now trending currently as we do this show, there are other names that have been mentioned that have potentially had other domestic disputes. And so that's the question I'll leave with as we end this segment. Get well soon, Meg Thee Stallion.
Three more games today. We'll preview them all right after this. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, 30 seconds on the clock. Who you got between the Nuggets and the Jazz today?
I'm going with the Denver Nuggets. It's going to be a long series.
Can Luka get game 3 against the Clippers?
I'm going with the Clippers. Bounce back game for the bench of the Clippers.
Will the Sixers go down 3-0 to the Celtics and implode the franchise?
Joel, Tobias, Horford is not allowing that to happen.
We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe.